Welcome back, folks. As we told you in the last segment, the polls are shifting toward the Republican Party in the final days leading into the midterms. These shifts are happening in battleground states where Democrats are being forced to spend some money on seats they once thought were safe. Joining me now, live from Orlando, Florida, on his Truth and Courage PAC bus tour, is the author of Justice Corrupted, How the Left Weaponized Our Legal System, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Senator, always fantastic to see you. You know, as a Texan, very proud of you. As a conservative, very proud of you. You're out there on your bus tour while your leadership is busy propping up candidates who are pledged to vote for Democrats. You're out there barnstorming to reverse the damage being done to our country. If you're working this hard, isn't that a signal to the voters out there that they have to get out there and do their part?
Chris, I think that's exactly right. I'm really encouraged by what I'm seeing. We're nearing the end of what has been a month-long 17-state national bus tour, crisscrossing the state. I'm not on the ballot this time, so I'm spending all of my time supporting candidates for the House, candidates for the Senate. I'm here in Central Florida today getting ready to do a big rally for two candidates for the House, both of whom are going to flip blue seats red and are going to be strong conservative warriors, Corey Mills and Scotty Moore. Yesterday, I spent all day in Georgia campaigning with Herschel Walker, doing rallies across the state. Everywhere, a few days ago, I was with J.D. Vance in Ohio. Before that, I was with Blake Masters in Arizona. Everywhere I go, we're seeing people energized, passionate, ready to fight to turn things around. And I believe, Chris, we're going to see in November not just a red wave. I think we're going to see a tsunami. I think we're going to flip both the House and the Senate. And we've got to do so because the policies coming from Washington are absolutely disastrous.
Speaking of Washington, in your book, you detail the weaponization of the Department of Justice. You discuss the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, the FBI corruption, and yet you hit CRT and Liz Cheney's January 6th kangaroo court. But one chapter in your book deals, it's chapter 8, it discusses racism that is affirmative action.
Yep.
What is your observation there? I'm curious.
Well, the book, as you mentioned, Justice Corrupted, it focuses on how the left, how first Barack Obama and now Joe Biden have politicized the Department of Justice and the FBI and the IRS and the CIA, and they're using the machineries of government. They've weaponized them, and they're going after their political enemies. And then the book lays out chapter and verse of how that's happening. If you look at something like affirmative action, today's Democrat Party supports racism, and I trace the history of the Democrat Party, that the Democrat Party has always supported racism. If you look at the Ku Klux Klan was founded by Democrats. Nathan Bedford Forrest, the founder of the Klan, was a delegate to the 1860 Democrat National Convention. If you look at Jim Crow laws were written by Democrat politicians in order to prevent the voters, many of them African-American voters, from voting the Democrat politicians out of office. If you look now today, just a year ago, the then incumbent Democrat governor of Virginia had put in his yearbook a picture of a man dressed in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. And he had said when that first broke, a picture of a man in a Klan outfit and a man in blackface, he said, yeah, I could have been one of those two guys. As I say in the book, listen, if you cannot say categorically, I have never dressed up as a Klansman, maybe you shouldn't be running for elected office. And Democrats now, when it comes to racism, if you look at elite universities, you look at schools like Harvard and Yale, they actively discriminate against Asian Americans. They have quotas to keep them out because they're concerned if they just had admissions based on merit, too many Asian Americans would get in. And I think that's wrong. I think discrimination based on race is wrong and should be illegal and is illegal. Well, what I described is under President Trump, the Department of Justice had opened a civil rights investigation and was going after Yale for discriminating against Asian Americans. What did Joe Biden do? Within days of Biden becoming president, the Biden Department of Justice dismissed the lawsuit because today's Democrats embrace racism, and racism is integral. Critical race theory, as you mentioned, there's a whole chapter on critical race theory.
Yep.
It's based on racism. It's based on turning the races against each other. It teaches that America is fundamentally and irredeemably racist. It's a terrible lie. You and I are both Hispanics, and the great thing about this nation is that it doesn't matter your race, your ethnicity, where you come from, anyone can achieve in America, and I think the Democrats' history of trying to pit us against each other is really, really dangerous.
Yeah, and here on the show, we've been highlighting in this current cycle Democrats who are racist, whether they be city councilmen out there in Los Angeles or running on the Democrat ticket as gubernatorial candidates in Arizona. You appeared with the ladies on ABC's The View at the start of the week, and you took some time to speak to the other side. You know, not only did The View say that Democrats, can be election deniers and that's okay, but not Republicans, by the way. They even excused left-wing violence. Watch.
Here's the thing. We may not like when Republicans win, but we don't go and we don't storm. We don't try to change, but we'll go to
Did I miss an entire year of Antifa riots where cities across this country
kind of
were burning
and
police cars were being firebombed?
I guess you did.
Your position is the left doesn't engage in violence? Really?
Okay. I've only got about 60 seconds, Senator, but, you know, just the other night, left-wing rioters shutting down conservative speakers at UC Davis and Penn State. Senator, do you think the left really doesn't know about all the left-wing violence being done to conservatives, or they're just feigning ignorance?
Look, I think the people that watch The View hear political propaganda all day long. That's why I went on to try to speak some truth to the darkness and lies that are coming. I can tell you that this book that just came out this week, my new book, Justice Corrupted, walks you through it, walks you through what happened on January 6th. It's the first inside account where I was standing on the Senate floor leading the senators objecting and calling for a commission to examine voter fraud. It walks you through the Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots across the country where they firebombed police cars, murdered people. It walks you through the deliberate lawlessness of the left of trying to abolish the police of George Soros DAs. It walks you through the corruption of DOJ and the FBI going after and targeting whether it's Donald Trump or pro-life activists. And I would encourage folks, go to Amazon, go online, buy the book today, Justice Corrupted. It's interesting, it's readable, and it gives you the inside story of what's really happening.
Guys in the control room, put that book art up on the screen real quick. I want folks to get a full-size look at this. It's a great cover. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Right there. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, the hardest working man, one of the hardest working men in the Senate. Appreciate all of your efforts. Appreciate your intellect as always, and always appreciate your time, sir. Come back soon.